we've heard a lot about prisoners who were taken captive by loyalists to Gaddafi during the uprising in Libya. Not all of them were Libyan. Matthew Van Dyke ended up in a prison at the hands of the Gaddafi regime. He left the U.S. to help some friends in Libya when the war broke out there. But he was captured in Brega, hit over the head, literally, and he awoke later in a prison cell, placed in solitary confinement twice, first for 85 days and then 76 days. And he joins us now, Matthew Van Dyke, since been released in jail. But you're still in Tripoli, Matthew, right?
Yes, I'm still in Tripoli.
You know, we've heard a lot of prisoners who have been captive for a while and released only recently talking about their treatment at the hands of the Gaddafi regime. Can you tell us about what happened to you while you were in prison?
I was placed in solitary confinement. I was given nothing to read, nothing to look at except the wall for around 6 months. They never made any formal accusation against me. It was just as if I did not exist anymore. I wasn't physically abused. The guards treated me okay. It was just the psychological torture that they put me through that was the problem.
We have heard a lot of people, mainly Libyans, complaining about physical torture and abuse at the hands of Libyan soldiers and Libyan guards. Do you have any idea if you were treated differently because you are American?
I believe I was treated differently because I was a foreigner, yes. I saw scars and marks on other prisoners after the escape that they showed me. At times I thought I could hear people being tortured while I was in prison through the walls. But for me, what they did to me was very deliberate and calculating, and they tried to do it in a way that wouldn't leave scars.
That's Matthew Van Dyke, an American who was actually held captive by members of the Gaddafi regime during the Libyan uprising, recently released. Also with us, his mother, Sharon Van Dyke, in Baltimore, Maryland. Sharon, this must have been exactly what you were worried about as you were driving Matthew to the airport heading off to Libya.
At first not, because he went to Benghazi and was so far from Tripoli, and when he left, that's where the fighting was going on, and he assured him, his girlfriend and myself, that he would not go to Tripoli as long as Gaddafi was in power. Of course, everyone thought Gaddafi would be gone in a week or so, and unfortunately for Matthew and for many thousands of Libyans, Gaddafi's forces made their way to eastern Libya, and Matthew was captured, and then the nightmare for him began, as well as the nightmare for myself and his girlfriend.
How did you find out that he had been captured and was being held?
Well, prior to his capture, every day he would talk to each of us by cell phone, and whenever he had internet access, he would send a brief email. And then on the 13th, the day of his capture, we only received a GPS coordinates from him via email. And for the next 10 days, had no contact, but also knew that the cell phone towers had been taken down. But then on the 22nd of March at 4 o'clock in the morning, I received a phone call, and there was a man with an obvious Arab accent who kept saying hello. And then when I asked him for Matthew or Matthew's friend, he kept saying no, 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 and he hung the phone up. Later that day, after trying for 10 days, 30, 40 times a day, calling Matthew's phone, I called one time at about 12:30 in the afternoon, and again, a man answered the phone. I asked for Matthew and asked for his friend, and this man kept telling me, I dialed the wrong number, and he didn't know anything about Matthew. And I told him that my son was an American citizen who was in Libya, and I was trying to find him, and the man said, "I hope you find your son," and hung up. So I then checked with my home telephone service and my cell phone service and found out that, in fact, the phone call made to me was made on Matthew's phone. And when I called the number, it was Matthew's number, and I knew then that he was in trouble.
Sharon Van Dyke is the mother of Matthew Van Dyke, who was held in a Libyan prison by Gaddafi forces for a number of months. Matthew, I understand you actually escaped on August 24th. I mean, I have to imagine, if to put myself in your position, I would be on the first plane back to Baltimore. What are you doing still in Libya?
Well, before I was captured, I made a commitment to the men I was with in Benghazi that I was here with them until Libya was free. And not all of Libya is free yet, so I'm still with them. I need to find out what happened to the men I was captured with. And, you know, I'm not going to leave them behind. So when those two conditions are met, then I can come home.
What would define free for you? I mean, do rebels have to take Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte? Would that make Libya free?
Yes.
That's it?
That's the main objective right now.
Sharon Van Dyke, his mother, are you urging him to come home, or do you understand his reasons for staying?
I understand. I mean, I wish he would come home, but I clearly understand he was raised that when you make a commitment, you finish it. You may not have to go back and do it again, but you finish what it is that you're doing. And I was not surprised when he told me that he had to stay, because, as a matter of fact, before he told me, I told his girlfriend that I believed that he was going to stay until he found out about his friends.
Matthew, let me just ask you about the future of this country that you've now given months of your life in prison for. There are a lot of concerns that Libya is going to descend into chaos, that it won't be able to put together a stable government. What do you think will happen in 5-10 years for Libya?
I'm very optimistic about the future of Libya. I know the Libyan people. I mean, I came here for them, and I think in 5 or 10 years, Libya will be the envy of the rest of North Africa. The future for Libya is limitless and very bright, and I don't foresee there being many problems with the reconstruction of Libya.
Wow, an optimist even after months in solitary confinement. Matthew Van Dyke, imprisoned by Gaddafi loyalists during the uprising, and escaped on August 24th, joins us from Tripoli, and his mother, Sharon Van Dyke. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to bring you all the latest updates as we get them on Libya with reporting from our partners, the BBC and the New York Times. As always, you can listen back to anything you've heard at our website, thetakeaway.org. This week, we're also talking about the state of education with so many kids heading back to school right now. The state of education under pressures not only to get scores on tests, but also under pressures from the budget. We're wondering what's getting cut in your school district. What's getting saved? And is there anything that is able to be cut without affecting the quality of our kids' education? Tell us the state of your school district, 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headley. John Hockenberry is out all this week. This is The Takeaway.